Today's daf is Menachis daf Yud Ches, and we will begin about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis D'Tanya. So the recording got cut off at the end of yesterday's daf, mid-sentence. So Bal Karchach will go back and pick up where the recording left off. And that is, the Gemara was discussing a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, if somebody had a machsheves pigel, but it was lechel dover she'in darkoi lechel, ulahakter dover she'in darkoi lahakter. The Chachamim say kosher, Rabbi Eliezer says pasul. And there was a discussion in the Gemara where the shitas Rabbi Eliezer is on the deiraisa level or on the derabanan level. On the one hand, Rav Asi said that taima de Rabbi Eliezer is, he learns it from the pasuk of pigel. It says, im heyachel yeyachel. The Torah mysteriously is describing two achilos, echad achilas adam, the echad achilas mizbeach. But the point is that the Torah refers to haktara as achilas mizbeach, which you would think is an unconventional word to describe haktara. Why did the Torah use the word achila? To be makish haktara to the real achila. And to tell me that it doesn't matter if you switch achilas adam l'achilas mizbeach or achilas mizbeach l'achilas adam, either way, it's going to be a machsheves pigel. Based on that, makara would seem that Rabbi Eliezer's halacha that you don't need dover shadarkei lechel, the dover shadarkei lahakter is on the deiraisa level. Stating that, Ravasi, the same Ravasi said in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan said that the whole shittas Rabbi Eliezer was only on the rabbono level. So the Gemara suggested that it could be it's a machlekes tanoim, tanoihi, ikulamanda omar psula deiraisa, ikulamanda omar psula de rabbono. What's this machlekes tanom? The Gemara tells a brisa. The Tanya, Ashrei this hazevach. If somebody shechts a carbon, lishlois mi domi lamachar, and the kohen who did the shechita had a mind not to do zrika with the dam lamachar chutzlas mane, but rather to drink the dam chutzlas mane lahakta mipsari lamachar, to take the basa that ordinarily was eaten and to be makter at chutzlas mane lechol meimur of lamachar, to take the emurim that ordinarily were put on the mizbeach. And this kohen had a mind to eat a chutzlas mane. In other words, he had a mind to eat a dover shein darke lechol, or to be makter a dover shein darke lahakter chutzlas mane. What's the halacha kosher? Rabbi Eliezer poysel. That's our mishnah. Machloik is Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim. But this brisa continues. Says the brisa leniach midam lamachar. What if the kohen's machshava was not to drink the blood lamachar, but rather it was just to leave the dam around lamachar? Rabbi Yehuda poysel. Rabbi Yehuda says that too is going to be possible. Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said after I hold that in that case too, it's going to be totally in the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. Meaning, according to the Chachamim, it's going to be kosher, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to be pasul. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda aliba deman. Who was Rabbi Yehuda going according to when he said that if the kohen had a mind just to leave the dam around lamachar, the dam is going to be pasul? Meaning, which one of the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, Ilemo Alibi the Rabbanon, was it going according to the Rabbanon that hold what? That the only time you chai from Achshavis Pigel is it's lechol dovashadarki lechol, ulahakta dovashadarki lahakter. And let's pick the case that's most relevant to this Gemara's Kasha. In other words, if a Koyuan had a machshava to drink the dam lamachar, lechol dovar she'ein darki lechol, lechol to drink, dovar she'ein darki lechol the dam. The Chachamim hold it's going to be kosher. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda said a chiddush, that if the kohen would have a mind simply to leave the dam around lamachar, the halacha is possible, and he said it according to the Rabbanon, it doesn't make sense. Why? Madach, if he would have a machshava to actually drink the dam lamachar, the halacha is it would be kosher. If he has a mind merely to leave it around, then certainly it has to be kosher. Because machsheves hinuach is bachlal masayim mana in the machshava of lechol dover shein darkei lechol. And if the Chachamim hold that if the kohen had a mind to have the dam around tomorrow and to drink it as on a machsheves pigel, then certainly if the kohen only had a mind to leave the dam around lamachar, the halach is that it should be kosher. Elo, I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer. It must be that Rabbi Yehuda was saying is halacha according to Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, according to Rabbi Eliezer that holds that it doesn't have to be dover shetarki lechol. Meaning if the kohen had a mind to drink the dam lamachar, it's going to be a machshava apesalas. Kumtz again Rabbi Yehuda, and he says even a bigger chiddush. Even if he didn't have a mind to drink the lamachar, even if he just had a machshava to leave it around for tomorrow, that too would be a machshava apesalas. What's the Gemara's kasha? I'm Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza was the third Tana in the Mishnah. This is the Tana Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Loza ben Shamua. He said, af bezu Rabbi Eliezer poisav achal machshir. That Rabbi Yehuda sheet is tali in the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer in the chacham. What's the kasha? Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yehuda. We just proved Rabbi Yehuda only could could have said his halacha alibi the Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning, when Rabbi Yehuda said that if a kohen had a machshava to leave the dam lemachar, it's going to be possible. He meant it according to Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbanan, it's going to be kosher. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? What's the halacha if a kohen has a mind to leave the dam for tomorrow? According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to be possible. According to Chama, it's going to be kosher. What's the kasha? Rabbi Eliezer, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda, there must be some difference then, says the Gemara. Oh, Lav, you know what the chiluk might be? Karas, it could be an ayu. Maybe the chiluk is whether or not, according to Rabbi Eliezer, when the kohen had a machshava lechel dovish and darker lechel lahakter dovish and darker lahakter, is it a real machshava's pigle that there's going to be karas? Or is it not a real machshava? In other words, did Rabbi Eliezer say his halacha on the deiraisa level? Or did he say it on the Rabbanon level? The Rabbi Yehuda, Sava Rabbi Yehuda, must have held Laniach to the Baham. Bahanach Karas Nami Machayev. He held that this Shiloh of leaving the Dam around till tomorrow is not Mamish the Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Because when the Machshava was Lechel, even Dovash and Darki Lechel, there Rabbi Eliezer holds it's going to be Pigle. In Rabbi Yehuda's case, where he only has Machshava to leave it around until tomorrow, it's only going to be possible. Also, Rabbi Eliezer, you know what Rabbi Eliezer's Chiddush was? He said, no, Hainu, this is the Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Because he holds, I agree with you, Rabbi Yehuda, that a Machshava to leave the dam to tomorrow is only possible, but idi possible Vein Bekaris. Rabbi Eliezer's Halacha is also only going to be possible Vein Bekaris. The bottom line is it's true, Rabbi Yehuda said his Halacha only according to Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer was saying that Rabbi Yehuda's Halacha is only true according to Rabbi Eliezer. What's the difference? The difference is that Rabbi Yehuda's Halacha is possible Vein Bekaris. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the same Rabbi Eliezer that holds Pigle by Lechel Dovish and Darki Lechel is going to hold Pasul if the Machshava was simply to leave it around. Rabbi Eliezer was coming to say, no, it's Mamish the Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Mamish meaning with the Gansa Ganskai, that just like Rabbi Eliezer holds what he holds by Lechel Dovish and Darki Lechel, that's exactly what he's going to hold over here. In other words, just like here he holds it's only Pasul Veimekars, so to there it's going to be Pasul Veimekars. But the bottom line is this, Braisa, which is a little bit unclear, which has a machlekes Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yehuda, and we're not really sure what the machlekes is, argues the Gemara, maybe the machlekes is whether Rabbi Eliezer's halacha was on a deraisa level, thus it's going to be pigel v'chayom and all of karas, or it's only on the rabbanon level, it's going to be pasul v'ein bei karas. But the Gemara says, the kuli alma karas like it could be everybody holds that Rabbi Eliezer's halacha of lechel dovish and darkel lechel lahakter dovish and darkel lahakter is only on the rabbanon level, and as a result, even though Rabbi Eliezer says throughout Zvachim HaMenachis, it's pigel, he means pigel midrabanon, but it's ein boikares. What then is going on in this braisa? There's some machloikis going on that's unclear. If that's not the machloikis, because everybody holds a coin to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no chorus. What is the machloikis? Says the Gemara, v'hachol gimel machloikis bedavar. There's a three-way machloikis going on. Tanakama, so the Tanakama holds, behanach pligi, laniach tibri ha-koil, kosher. That the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer in the Chachamim is where the koin had a machshava lechel, whether it was achilas od, achilas mizbeach. Now, if it was lechel dovish, darki lechel lahakta dovish, darki lahakta, that's pigel 101. If it was lechel dovish in darki lechel lahakta dovish in darki lahakta, it's a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer in the Chacham. According to Chacham, it's going to be kosher. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to be pasul midrabbanan. What if the machshava wasn't even lechel? It was lahaniach. It was just that the dam is going to be around tomorrow. Divriya kol kosher. Everyone's going to hold kosher. Rabbi Yehuda sava, Rabbi Yehuda chimed in, and Rabbi Yehuda said just the opposite. Bahanach pligi, I agree that there's a machloikis by lechel dovish and darkel lechel lahakta dovish and darkel lahakta, but when it comes lahaniach tivya kol pasul, I hold if the machshava was just to leave it around, even the chachamim are going to hold pasul. Meaning it's actually worse to think that the dam should be around tomorrow and be pasul than it is to think that you're going to drink the dam, because lechel dovish and darkel lechel is migareya in the machshava. My timer, what's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? We're going to go into Rabbi Yehuda's shita in much greater depth when we get into the raid, but for now the words. My time the Rabbi Yehuda, Gzeira Miksas Damai Otu Kol Damai, the Kol Damai Psula De Raisa. It's because Rabbi Yehuda holds that any time a kohen has a machshava to do something to a part of a carbon that's going to make the carbon pasul, the machshava to make the carbon pasul in and of itself makes the carbon pasul. This is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita Masechta Zvachim, known as Machsheves Hinuach. Rabbi Yehuda has a special chiddush that there's a machshava apiseles, the mashal always given is Machsheves Hinuach, but that's only a mashal. The point is, any machshava to make a carbon pasul would be a problem. So if you had a machshava that the dam should be around chutz l'zmanoi, dam is nifsel b'shkiyas hachama, it would be noiser. As a result, the dam would be pasul. And even though the dam is only pasul if all the dam was noisar. And over here, you only mechashev for miktsas of the dam. But gzeira miktsas dami otu kol dami. The tanya amalam Rabbi Yehuda yata moedul nishin lichol amachash apostle. Chishav la nichol amachash v'dami apostle. That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. That if the dam would be noisar, the carbon would be apostle. So if miktsas of the dam is noisar, it's going to be apostle as well. But the point is, Rabbi Yehuda was saying this alacha l'kuli yama. Even according to the Rabbanan, that holecho lovish and darke lecho is not a machsheves pigel. It's not a machsheves pigel, but there's a new concept of machsheves hinuach. And for machsheves hinuach, it's going to be possible. Also, Rabbi Lazar Lameim, Rabbi Lazar is the third shita, and he said, af bezu, Rabbi Eliezer, poysel v'chachal v'machshirin, that the shayla of machsheves hinuach is holy in the shayla of lechol davish and darkel, lechol lahakta davish and darkel lahakta. According to Rabbi Eliezer, lechol davish and darkel lechol, will lahakta davish and darkel lahakta is possible, no chorus, possible. Machshav is hinuch. It's also going to be possible according to Chachamim. That's kosher. This is going to be kosher as well. Point is a three-way mach. The ikur of this brisa is discussing machshav is hinuch. What's the halacha machshav is hinuch? The Gemara thinks it's somehow related to the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. And this gimel machloikis bedavar. There's a three-way machloikis. Do you say everybody holds machshav is hinuch is kosher? That's the Tanakam. Do you say everybody holds machshav is hinuch is possible? That's Rabbi Yehuda. The third sheet is Rabbi Lazar, the Tana Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua, who held that whether machshav is hinuch is kosher or apostle is totally in the machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham, even though at first glance they seem to be two independent machlokes. One is a shayla of machsheves hinuach. One is a question in machsheves pigel. Do you need a davish adarke lechol or davish adarke lahakter? Stating that Rabbi Eliezer held the two machlokes were talui zebezes. So before we get into some of the lumdis, the Gemara brings a mili de agada. V'hatanya freik the Gemara. Is that true? The Savar Rabbi Yehuda lahaniach midamay lemacha divrei Yaakov Pasul, is it possible the way the Gemara just explained this brisa that when Rabbi Yehuda said his halacha of machshavas hinuach, he was saying it according to everybody? Again, what was Rabbi Yehuda's sheet of machshavas hinuach? Just to be clear, we know that there are different types of machshavas, that if a kohen has this machshava while he's doing the avoda would be pasul. Shaloi l'shma, that's Exhibit A. It's the first Mishnah Masechtas Vachim. It's the first Mishnah Masechtas Menachos. If a Kohen has in mind Shinui Kodesh, the wrong type of carbon, or Shinui Bailim, the wrong Bailim of the carbon, sometimes it's Kashav Alei Olu L'Bailim L'Shem Chayva. There are a few exceptions, Pesach and Chatas, Minchas Chaytim, Minchas Kanois, where the halacha is that it's actually going to be possible. Another example is a Machshev is Pigel. Chutz L'Zmanoi, Chutz L'Mkoymei. If it's a carbon Pesach, he did the Shechita Shalei L'Shomoichlov. There are other examples of Machshev is HaPoislis. Rabbi Yehuda is a Das Yochid in Zvachim Menachis. He had his own example of a Machshev HaPisalas. It's known as Machshev is Hinoach. Where the Kohen had a Machshev that during the course of the Avodah, he's going to manipulate the carbon, that the carbon is going to be possible. The example of Machshavas Hinoach is, he has in mind that he's not going to do Zrika when he's supposed to do Zrika. He's going to leave the dam. Now, he never had a mind to do the Zrika Chutz L'Zmanei. That's Machshavas Pigel. He just had a mind that I'm not going to do the Zrika when I'm supposed to do it. Right? The first half of the Machshavas Pigel. I'm not going to do the Zrika. It's going to be around until tomorrow morning. I won't do the Zrika Chutz L'Zmanei. He didn't go there. But the dam is going to be possible. Because dam is nifsul b'shkia sacham. Once the sun sets on the dam, it becomes pasul. It's psul noisar. The point is that he had in mind that the carbon should be pasul. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a machshava for the carbon to be pasul renders the carbon pasul. The Chachamim argue. The question is this Rabbi Yehuda totally in the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? The Gemara came out that the Sover Rabbi Yehuda holds that everybody in Shas, meaning in Rabbi Yehuda's world, nobody argued. Everybody held the machshev is hinuach is going to be possible. The Gemara says, could that be? Vatanya Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said, Kishlachti v'matzois midoisai eitzel Rabbi Loza ben Shemua v'amri lo some say l'matzois midoisov shal Rabbi Loza ben Shemua. So what did these two lashonis mean? So the first Lashon Rashi says is that Rebbe said that I was going to be poshet my sveikos by Rabbi Loza ben Shemua. So Rabbi Loza ben Shemua was obviously a big Talmud Chacham, so big that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, had a bunch of shaylas. He would go to talk and learning with Rabbi Loza ben Shemua to be poshet the sveikos that he had during the course of this month. So as he was learning, he had a list of things he wasn't sure about. And he said, I would go to Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua to be poshet my sveikos. Alternatively, the second lashon, which is interesting, Rashi says, is that Rebbe was going to hear from Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua the things that Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua knew more than Rebbe. So Rebbe was like saying, I know Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua knows more than me. He wanted to go, but the point is he was going to learn Torah by Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Says the Gemara. So Rebbe said, Matzasi Yosef Ababli Yeshu Lefan. I found Yosef Ababli was sitting and he was learning Torah with him. That's an expression of some sorts. The point is Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua really, really liked Yosef Ababli. Amalei Rebbe. So Rebbe went to Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua and he asked him the question. Sorry, Yosef Ababli is the one talking. So he asked Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua if somebody shechts a carbon with a machshavas sinuach and he has in mind that the nam is going to be noiser. Now, what's the halacha? Amalei, so he told him, kasha. Now the Gemara tells the longer version of this exchange. The first time he asked him the question was at night, Arvis. He said, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, hasheichet es hazevech laniach midamri. What's the halacha? Told him kasha. Shachris, he asked him again in the morning. Amalei kasha. Tzarayim. Amalei kasha. Mincha. So what's tzarayim and mincha? The two zmanim. Amalei kasha. Ella, he told him. So he told him that, yeah, it's kosher. But the fourth time he asked him the question, he said, oh, FYI, Rabbi Eliezer holds it's possible. So the Gemara said that when Yosef Ababli heard him tell him, Rabbi Eliezer's tzavu pun of shal Yosef Ababli. He was so excited. He was mamish. He didn't know what to do with himself. Amaloi. So Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua told Yosef Ababli, kimedumani shalei kivnish mu'aseinu adata. I must have told you something now that you didn't hear before, just based on your reaction. Amaloi Rabbi. Hey, yes. Elosh, Rabbi Yehuda, Pasul Shanali. I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. I had heard from Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda, my Rebbe, the Tanner Rabbi Yehuda, said that Machshev is Hinoch is Pasul. V'chazarti al kol talmidav, u'bikashti lechavav lemezasi. And I've been asking around to try to find anyone else that heard that there's something called a machshev es hinuach that's possible. And I couldn't hear, and no one told this to me. Achshev sheshonisali possible. Now that you told me that there's a shita al koponim that holds possible, zolzainitz Rabbi Eliezer, hechzartali avidasi, you gave me back something that I had lost. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua heard how excited Yosef Ababli was and how much he cared about his learning. And there was one Shmua that he knew he heard for Rabbi Yehuda. Everybody denied it. But he knew he heard it, and finally he hears it, and he's reacting. So he got all emotional, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Zolgu ein of demayish, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Omar, he said, Ashreichem talmidei chachamim, shedivrei teirich avivim maleichem biyoyser. And kara olav amikra azeh, ma hafti teirasecha kol ayoy misichase. He was blowing away. Kleenex. He was blown away by the drama and the excitement. He couldn't believe his reaction. What's the Gemara's cash? And he continued. And he told him, because I want to tell you why you heard this from Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda's father was who? Little history. Rabbi Loi. Stam Rabbi Yehuda in Shas is the Tanner Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi was a Talmud of who? Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. Lefichach shon alecha mishnas Rabbi Eliezer. So you should know. You're right, Rabbi Yehuda told this to you. But Rabbi Yehuda, the rest of the story is, it was real alibi to Rabbi Eliezer. But why would Rabbi Yehuda be saying Torah over in the name of Rabbi Eliezer? We know Rabbi Eliezer was putting chayrim. Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. Rabbi Eliezer was mitalmidei Deishamai. So why was he saying? He says, you want to know the rest of the story? Because Rabbi Yehuda's father was Rabbi Loi, and Rabbi Eliezer was Rabbi Yehuda's father's Rabbi. See, he had a chavivus to Rabbi Eliezer, but let's give him the tatus rebbe. See, he had a geschmack in it. And my father, tremendous. Yeah, not ready for this on a Tuesday morning. Sunday I come prepared. So he said he was so excited with what he told him, and it's for that reason. What's the Gemara's kasha? If it's true, like the Gemara thinks in the second Lishnah, that what Rabbi Yehuda didn't say is halacha according to Rabbi Eliezer. That was Rabbi Lazar who said that machshav is hinuach is tali in the machleik is Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim. But Rabbi Yehuda himself said is halacha libe the kuli alma, even according to the chachamim. Then he wasn't machzer the aveda to Yosef Ababli, because Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua wasn't telling Yosef Ababli what Rabbi Yehuda told him. Because iu pluk to kamarle. What did Yosef Ababli hear from Rabbi Yehuda? Bal korchach. He heard that according to everybody, there's something called machshav zinuach. And what was he essentially telling him? He was telling him that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to be possible, not according to the chacham. Elamai says the Gemara. Kosher Rabbi Eliezer possible. Isnaya? Elamai, you want to tell me that what? That what he had heard was really it's machlokes ihochi mai homipne anan nami plukto komasninon. How do you understand? He seemed to have been telling him that you want to know why you heard this? Meaning, how do you understand what Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua was saying? Pasha, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua was telling him it's machlokes. Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, right?
The Gemara's kasha is, then why is Yosef HaBavli so excited? It's not what Yosef HaBavli heard from Rabbi Yehuda. We just said Rabbi Yehuda said that his halacha libe de kuliyam. So Gemara says, I hear. So you want to tell me, literally, that Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel was telling him it's a machloikis. If Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel was telling him it's a machloikis, then why did he tell him that the reason your father told this to you, or the reason Rabbi Yehuda told this to you, is because he had a geshmak to say over Shita's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is just a das yochid. If he was only telling him that shita, or if he was paskening Rabbi Eliezer, I understand the geshmak. But it's anyways a machloikis, and he told them both shitas. So where's the geshmak in Rabbi Eliezer that, oh, you want to know why he told you Rabbi Eliezer? Because he had a geshmak. No, he told Rabbi Eliezer, it's a machloikis, he told them both tzadim. Ella says, the Gemara, loydom divri akol, pasol asnaya. He told them divri akol, pasol, umayich sartali avidasi, the hodale, mi ashum pasol spoilam. Avada, again, the way the Gemara settles this is that that's for sure that Rabbi Yehuda said as Allah alibi de kuli alma, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel wasn't necessarily telling him alibi de kuli alma. The reason Yosef HaBavli was excited is because he was trying to find just some smuchin somewhere in the world, anyone that had heard of something called the Machshav HaZinuach, and nobody had heard of it. At least he heard that there's something called Machshav HaZinuach, and as a result, Tzahavu Panov, and Rabbi Elazar got all emotional. Zogwein of Dumois, Ashrechem Tamidich Achamim, Shadivre Torah Chavivim Aleichem Beyoiser, and Kor Olav Amikra Azeh, Ma Ahafti Torah Sacha, Kol Hayoim Sichase. So Menachis Daf Yudches, Yudzayin Mabez, Ante Daf Yudches Amar Aleph, is one of the Mar Mekoimis in Kachin that discuss Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Iker Maramakim, the primary source for Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in Shas, is Zvachim Daf Lamed Vav Amar Aleph. Over there, the Gemara brings Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Mishnah, and the Gemara has a lengthy, detailed discussion understanding Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So again, what's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, if a Kohen is doing the Avodah, and he has in mind, during the course of the Avodah that he's doing, that he's going to leave over from the Dam beyond the time that it's allowed to be left over. We know there's a psul noiser in a carb. Basar becomes noiser, emurim becomes noiser, dam becomes noiser. Basar becomes noiser if you leave it over beyond the prescribed time. Kachi kadashim is nechliyon. Velayla kachim kalim is neyom of velayla achas. The emurim need to be burnt during the night. Like atchila, the emurim were burnt at night. Tfilas arvis is keneged aktoras emurim of the tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel bein arbaim. Like atchila, that's when they. Before Chatzos, Laharka Kodem and Aveir, Brachas Tavis. Right, but there's an idea of Noiser, that if you leave something over beyond its time, it becomes possible. Dam also becomes possible, Noiser. When does Dam become possible? With Shkia Sachama. It's a Sugi Mesechtes Vachem. It's actually going to come up in a few Dafin here in Mesechtes Menachas as well. Dam Nisal B'Shkia. One of the places Rabbeinu Tam discusses his Shkia, right, the two Shkias, his man of when exactly night is a Mesechtes Vachem and Menachas in the Sugi of Dam Nisal B'Shkia. It's one of the places that Shkia is mentioned in Shas. But the bottom line is dam becomes possible shkia sachama. Once shkia comes, the dam gets a psul noisa. So just like basar and emurim can have a psul noisa, dam can have a psul noisa as well. So essentially, the kohen had a machshava that the dam is going to become noisa. According to the chachamim, it's not a machshava pisa. It's not shaloi lishma. It's not chutz zman. It's not chutz mkaimo. It's not possible. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's something called machshava sinua. The Gemara discusses my time of the Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara initially brings a pasuk, and then the Gemara says no. La'olam time of the Rabbi Yehuda svarahi. What's the svara? The svara of Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda was asa machshava kemaisa. Rabbi Yehuda held that being that if the dam would physically be noiser, the dam would be possible, which means the carbon would be possible. If you have a machshava to make a carbon possible, it's as if the carbon actually became possible. Rabbi Yehuda makes machshava kemaisa. That's the lashon Agamah. Take the Gemara Kasha. If that's the case, then why did Rabbi Yehuda say his halacha by machshava sinuach? And the Gemara starts firing questions at Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, any time l'churu you have a machshava to do something that would render the carbon possible, it should be kemaisa, and the carbon should be possible. And the Gemara starts asking questions. One of the questions the Gemara asks is, if a kohen had in mind, sheyoichlu areilim, or sheyakrivu areilim, or sheyoichlu tmeim, sheyakrivu tmeim, that someone that's not allowed to eat from the basa is going to eat from the basa. Someone that's not allowed to be makriv the emurim is going to be makriv the emurim. Say machshava kemaisa. We should look at it as if a tamei just did the avoid, as if an arul just ate the kachem, and it should be possible. And the Gemara says two terutzim. The first terutz the Gemara says is, who cares? If a tamei eats from basar kachem, does it make the carbon possible? No, achilas kachem is shiori mitzvah. If an arul would be makdede murim, it wouldn't make the carbon possible. Lishnach rino, and that's what we need for this morning's raid, says the Gemara, two words, kol kemine. Sounds familiar? What does kol kemine mean? It's not him. He can't control that. So if a Kohen has in mind that he's going to do something that's biyadai to do, so over there, there's a halach. It's going to be a machshava pesels. But if a Kohen has in mind that an Aril or a Tomei is going to do something, he's not the Aril, he's not the Tomei, so that Mecha tasted the Aril and the Tomei are going to do what he said that he's going to do. As a result, you don't have the halacha of machshava kermais. So I'm going to tell you something that I saw last night in the Sefer Avivam. B'shem the Brisker of Moron HaGrizatzal, and it ties into a lot of raid that we've spoken about. I think it's kedai to repeat the raid, even though we've repeated it already. We haven't just said it, we've repeated it already, but it's kedai just to come full circle and put it all together, and it's beautiful, clear, classic Brisker of this. And that is, Brisker of asked the kasha, that the Gemara says that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Machshava Kemaisa, there's something called Machshava Sinuach, but it's only if the Machshava was to make the carbon puzzle in a way where he can control making the carbon puzzle. But if he has no control over this method that he was thinking, the halachas is not going to be possible. But Skorov asked the kasha, that it's mavur in the first mishnah of the third paragraph of Masechta Zvachim, that being that shechita is ksheira bizar, if a zar would do shechita and it would have a machsheves pligel, the carbon would be possible. Said the Briskarov, it sounds to me like if the zar would do shechita and he would have in mind that he's going to, or that a kohen's going to be machted a murim chutzlazmane, or that the kohen's going to do this rika chutzlazmane, the carbon's going to be puzzle. And the Brisker Rav asked, kol kemine, it's not biyadai. He can't do the haktara, he can't do this rika, and elamai, he's having a mind that a kohen's going to do the haktara, the kohen's going to do this rika, but that's not in his control. How can he control what the kohen's going to do? He's going to get the kohen to be machted a murim chutzlazmane, just like we're saying that a kohen can't have a machshava, that an oru will be machted a murim. Why? Because kol kemine, he's not the oral. So mecha tasty, the oral is going to listen to him. Ayin Rashi over there. Then Luchuruv asked the Briskarov, every machshav is pigle when the czar is the one having the machshava. So Bishlam, if a kohen is doing the shechita, he'll have a mind that he himself is going to do the aktaru or the zrika chutzlazmane. But over here, the czar is doing the shechita. The czar can't do the aktaru or the zrika. Elamai is having a mind, a kohen is going to do it. The problem is, why don't you say kol kemine? Hat the Briskarov gesagt, a gewaldige landes. He said, it's cholok be aside, machshav is pigle versus machsheves hinuach. Machsheves pigel is a machshava piselis. The lumbus is that if you have certain machshavas, that makes the carbon possible. What kind of machshavas? Achilas mizbeach, chutzlas mani, chutzlam koimai. You have to be thinking about an avoid. The samater, imhe yachli yachal, bedvarim hamevi, and lidei achila kasim adaber, lumbus al gabi lumbus, al gabi lumbus, al gabi lumbus, chatzi mater, achiyikru v'kom matir of garzahs, kosher, charifi do pumpetisa, right? All the rage. But the point at the end of the day, what does it boil down to? You did an avoida, and you had a very, very bad machshava. You had a hearer, a machshava zara. You are overloy susurach levavchem lo yechashev. You had a very, very bad machshava, and your machshava, your zara, is what makes the carbon possible. Now, says the Brisker Rav, doesn't matter so much if that machshava is something that you could have, would have, should have done. I don't really care. It's the machshava itself that's possible. What's Rabbi Yehuda's machshavas hinuach? Rabbi Yehuda's machshavas hinuach says the Gemara la'olam svarihi machshava kimaisa. Rabbi Yehuda held that if the dam would be noisar, the carbon would be possible. If you have a machshava to make the dam noisar, it's also possible. What's the lumbus? The lumbus is because this type of machshava Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mitzar for lemaisa. Right? Machshava toiva Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa. Machshava ro'ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds the lumbus, and when it comes to machshavas and kachim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa. I'm using those words loosely, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa. The point is, we see it up as if it actually happened. You don't just see it, you see it up, as if it actually happened. So having a machshava that the dam should be nicer allows us to see dam that's nicer. Zok de Briskarov, there there's a svar of kol kemine. Because if it's biyadcha to fear rois the maisa, then I can derher a machshava kemaisa. But if it's not biyadcha to fear rois the maisa, then kol kemine, then you don't have a right to fear rois the maisa. So Briskarov said that the only time in Shas that you find this concept of kol kemine is in Rabbi Yehuda's favorfen and machshavas hinuach. Why? Half of Zvachim and Menachas talks about machshavas pigel. So why is it that in one place, lamed vav amid aleph, tucked away, it's two words in the middle of a dense sugya, that the Gemara throws in a new svara, kol kemine, that the machshava has to be biyadcha. L'chura, it's a very important halacha. It's a very important sifkotan in the laws of machshavas shalei l'shma, and really more the machshavas pigel. So how come it's not mentioned over there? Zokter b'skrov, it's because it has nothing to do with machshavas pigel. Machshavas pigel, the machshava pasel, doesn't have to be biyadcha. The machshava alone is what's making the carbon pasel. It's only Rabbi Yehuda. After the Gemara was mechadish, time of the Rabbi Yehuda, machshava kemaisa. So you need a machshava that we can actually See is kemaisa. If you could do it, okay, then I can see in the machshav, it's as if you did it already. It's kemaisa. But if it's not something that is in your control, al ze nemar kol kemine. So why is this related to rate we've spoken at in the past? Because we've spoken at a few times already from achroinim, from gedoyli achroinim, not that way. That shteltsu this svar of kol kemine to the halachas of pigel. Just to go through this very, very quickly. Rabbi Yosef Engel's kashin gvurish moinim. How could the minchas kanois ever work? According to Rabbi Lazar, that holds a masach tizvachim. Bailim afaglim, that it's not the kohen that controls the machshava spigel, but rather it's the bailim that's mafagel. Every time a woman is standing in the azara, she's about to drink from the mei saita, because of the suffix that maybe she was mezana, in the event that she knows she's mezana, when the kohen brings the minchas kanois, as the balas akarban, let her have a machshavas pigel. If she has a machshavas pigel, the minchas kanois is not going to work. If it's not going to work, it won't be mevarer oven, because we know the minchas kanois is what was mevarer oven, and as a result, the carbon is going to be possible. So every woman that's tameh, she has a way of draining arois from drinking from the meisaita. Let her have a machshavas pigel. So we spoke out from Chaim Kanievsky that Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita said that the teretz is pasha. Reb Engel said 80 teruts into this kasha. This wasn't one of them. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, no, I have a pasha the teretz. The teretz is that Enchanami Melamed Shabayla Mefaglim, but that's Poshit that the Gemara says in Masech Tezvachim Daf Lamed Vavam and Aleph Kol Kemine, that in order for a person to have a Machshav HaPiselis, it has to be something that's Biyotcha. What Machshav is Pigel is this woman going to have? The only types of Machshav is Pigel, now that we're learning Menachas, we can understand this a little bit better. What would be the Machshav? The Machshav would be, so the Kohen's bringing the Minchas Kanois, and he has a mind either to be Makta the Kohen Mitzchus Lizmane, or to eat the Shirayim Chus Lizmane. Anisha can't have a mind to be Makta the Kohen Mitzchus Lizmane, because she's Pasul Akrova, and Kol Kemine, and she can't have a mind to eat the Shirayim Chus Lizmane either, because the Minchas Kodesh Kedoshim, and Kodesh Kedoshim is only Nechel Zichri Kuhuna. Elamai, she'd have to have a mind that a Kohen is going to do it. Kol Kemine. So you have Kol Kemine. But you have Kol Kemine, it's not a Machshavas Pigel. Reb Chaim Kanievsky understood that even though the Gemara said Kol Kemine with regards to Machshavas Hinuach, but of course it applies to Machshavas Pigel as well. The other Maramakum we always speak out is the Rashash. The Rashash Mesachet is Gittin, a Perek HaNezakin, where the Gemara discusses Kehanim Shapiglu. Are they considered Mazikin? Do they have to pay that or not? It's totally in the Shail of Hezek Nikr Shmei Hezek, or Hezek Nikr Loi Shmei Hezek. Hezek she'enei nikr shmei hezek, or hezek she'enei nikr loy shmei hezek. Regardless, but the Mishnah says it in the context of kohanim shapiglu. Frank the Rashash, why kohanim shapiglu? Azar also. Azar could also be mefagel. That's the first Mishnah, the third paragraph of Mesachta Zvachim. A kohen, being that shchit is ksheira bizar, a zar could have a machshavas pigle as well. Zok the Rashash, of course a zar could have a machshavas pigle. But a zar can never be a mazik with his machshavas pigle. Why? Because the Gemara says in Mesachta Zvachim, daf lamed vav mem aleph kol kemine, that the only time you can have a machshava pisel is if it's something that you can control. The only machshavas pigel that a zar can ever control would be achila. Because how do you have a machshavas pigel with a carbon? To eat the basar, to be makta de murim, to do shvicha shirayim, to do zrika. The only one of those four things that a zar can ever do is eat the basar. But even that, he can only eat the basar if it's his carbon. If it's his carbon and he had a machshavas pigel, he's not a mazik. You can't be mazik yourself. Now let it be chayvel ba'atzmoy, but you're not a mazik, you don't pay yourself, right? It doesn't make any sense. It's not chaval anyways. This is niske moment. So the bottom line is said the Rashash, you're never going to be a mazik if you're a zar. The only time it's negeya where a kohen had a machshavas pigel and was a mazik, if it was a kohen, because if it was a zar, it would never be. Again, it's all presupposing that kol kemine is true, not just for machshavas inuach, it's true for machshavas pigel as well. Azoim the gedoyli gedoyli achroinim gelernt. Stating that in Bris, they don't learn that way. In Bris, they say over from the Briskerov, they say this in Shir, that the Briskerov assumed that it's pashit, that the Gemara said kol kemine dafka tucked away zvachim lamed vav and aleph. The Gemara said regarding machshavas inuach on the tzad that time of the Rav Yehuda is machshava kemaisa. It's because in the world of machshava kemaisa, you have to see in the machshava the maisa, and for that it has to be biyadai. Because if it's not biyadi, how do you bridge that gap from the machshava to maisa? It's over there that the Gemara uttered the immortal words kol kemine b'loshen bitmiyah. But as it relates to an ordinary machshava apiselis, you're never going to find this idea of kol kemine. The machshavin is Rav held that if a zor would do shchita amanas, that a koyin's going to do zrika chutzas mani. Rav held that's a machshavas bigel shash chayim under held not that way. Either way, we'll talk about on this note. I'm sure we'll get to that the next. one day. Either way, let's go weiter. Zok de Mishnah, lo yotzak. Actually prepared a little bit to talk about Rabbi Loza ben Shamua, one of the Asara Rugi Malchus. But let's go weiter. Zok de Mishnah, lo yotzak. As we turn our attention from the sugyas of Pigol to just stam sugyas about Menachis. Lo yotzak, if the yitzika wasn't done. So one of the avodas that was done with a carbon mincha was yitzika. What was yitzika? You pour the oil on the mincha. So again, how was the mincha prepared? Started off with a klisharis. You put oil in a klisharis. Then you added soilus. You put more oil. You mixed it, known as balila. Then you added a third serving of oil. That's what's known as yitzika. So the yitzika is an avoida that was done in the karban mincha. And the Mishnah discusses what happens if lo yotzak, or lo balal, there was no belila, lo potas, there was certain menachis, before the kmitza was done, had to be cut up, had to be chopped up, right? That was the avoida kashish of a mikdash. One of the three avoidas kashish that were done in the Beis HaMikdash was the kmitza, specifically the kmitza with the big pieces of baked bread, because it couldn't be chaser, and it had to be, it couldn't be yasser, it had to be perfect, nothing is allowed to be protruding from the sides, and Kain had to use his thumb and his pinky to somehow smoothen that out. That was the kmitza that was done after the petita. So loy posas, loy malach, or if the mincha wasn't salted before it was put on the mezbeach, but loy hein, if the tenufa wasn't done, loy hegish, the hagasha wasn't done, oy shepitam pitam rubes, or there was pesisa done, but it wasn't pita merubais. The Gemara will explain what that means. But like mashchan, there was certain menachas that had to be smeared with oil. Kshera, the halacha is, if it wasn't done, it's going to be kasha. So basically, a whole list of mistakes that were done in this mincha, like yatzak, like bala, like potas, like malach, like heinif, like hegish, shepatatam, but pita merubais, like mashchan, the bottom line is, right, it sounds like this list would be possible, but no. The halacha is kishera. What do we mean when we say lo yatzak? Even lo yatzak klal doesn't mean that you don't have to do yitzik at all. It can't be. It says mefurish that it's ma'akiv. Now Rashi says it really doesn't say anywhere mefurish that it's ma'akiv. But Rashi has two pshatim. The first pshat Rashi says is it says twice that you have to do yitzika, and the ruling kachem is shina kasav la'akiv. So the Mishnah can't be saying lo yatzak klal is going to be kasha because shina kasav la'akiv, which means that it's ma'akiv. Ella says the Gemara, what is lo yatzak? Mila yatzak kain. It means to say that yitzika doesn't have to be done with a kain; it can be done with a zar. Ihachi, fake the Gemara, leibala nami leibala kain elazar. When it says leibala is kosher, does it also mean that you have to do balila? When is it kosher if it was leibala kain elazar? But the point is, yeah, a zar has to do it at the very least because haleibala klal. But now we learned in the Mishnah, and everybody knows this Mishnah, even though first glance it doesn't sound like you never heard this before. Everybody knows this Mishnah. Shishim nevlalim, shishim ve'echad ein nevlalim. So how big could a mincha be? So the halach is, if you want, you can add soilus to the mincha. You could add up to 60 esroimus. 60 you could, but 61 you can't. What's the reason? Because if you have 60 esroinis, it's going to be possible to do the mitzvah of belila. But once you have 61, it's not going to be possible to do the mitzvah of belila anymore. Rashi brings two pshatim exactly what this means. Does it mean that you're going to have 60 esroinis of soilus together with the one loig of shemen that you were supposed to have? Rashi has a second shot that it could be that you added a loig of shemen for every sarin that you had. So it's going to be 60 lugin of shemen as well. Stating that, 60 Esroinos with 60 lugin you can mish. Once you have 61, even though proportionally you have the same amount of oil as you do if you would only have one Isarin with one like shemen, but still it's going to be tricky. But the bottom line is, but the Gemara asks, who cares that if you have 61, you're not going to be able to do the belila? But now we learned in a Mishnah, loy balal kosher, va'amar abzeira, kol aroi lebila, ein bila ma'akevesboy, v'chol she'ein aroi lebila, bila ma'akevesboy. It's true. On the one hand, you find that belila is ma'akev. On the other hand, you find that belila is not ma'akev. How do you reconcile that? What you need is that it should be roi lebila. If it's roi lebila, so if you have 60 esroinos with shemen, where it's roi lebila, you could do the mitzvah belila, then it's going to be kosher. Because kol aroi lebila ein bila ma'akevesboy. If you have 61, even though you deem that you can't do the bila, it's an ein roi lebila, kol she'ein roi lebila, over there, bila ma'akevesboy. What's the bottom line? What do you see from here? That as long as you're roi lebila, ein bila ma'akevesboy, which would then mean that when the Mishnah says loy balal, you don't have to do belila. You need that it should be roi, but you don't physically have to do it. What's the kasha? The kasha is that if lo yatzak doesn't mean you don't have to do the yitzika, it just means that a kohen doesn't have to do the yitzika, then to be consistent, loy balal should also mean Not that you don't have to do the bila. In other words, you do have to do the bila. It just means that a kohen doesn't have to do it. I know. Kol aroy lebila in bila ma'keves boy. But the Gemara says midiria. What kind of kasha is that? Hakadisa, hakadisa. When the Mishnah says lo yotzak kasher, it means lo yotzak kohen alozar. Avadi, you have to do the yitzika. That lo yotzak means a kohen doesn't have to do it. When it says lo yibolal, that means something else. Lo yibolal klal. Now this idea of kol aroy lebila in bila ma'keves boy is something that's going to be discussed in greater detail. It's a menachas sugya. It comes from bila as in the mitzvah of Belula Bashem, and that's where it comes from. So we'll discuss it in Yes Hashem when we get to the sugyas later in the Masechta. But just one point, and that is that this principle of Kolaroi Labila in Bila Makevesboy is applied to many different areas in Shas. And the truth is, you have to know when to apply the principle and when not to apply a principle. That's something that's always Tsarich Bir. But the Rishonim throughout Shas and the Gemara throughout Shas mentions this principle of Kolaroi Labila in Bila Makevesboy. I mean, just one example. Just to bring out the point of how far the Gemara will sometimes go with the Rishonim Tishtel too. Right, we know the halach is when it comes to Agadas Eidos, mi piyam v'loy mi piksavam. So the Rishonim ask, and all the festeray when you learn Nashim Nezikin feels like eons ago, but when you're learning the sugyas of, especially in the beginning of Masechtas Gittin, Rameh Shit of Eidich Sima Karsi, is that how does a shtar work? If there's halacha, mi piyam v'loy mi piksavam, so how does a shtar work? So Tosis brings from Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said that this drasha, mi piyam v'loy mi piksavam, just means that you have to be able to say Eidos and Bezin. But you don't physically have to say Eidos and Bezin. And says Rabbeinu Tam, that as long as you're someone that can theoretically get up in Bezdin and testify in court and say Eidos, even if you write it, it's going to be okay. Because kol aroi lebila ain't bila makevesboy. As long as you're roi to say your Eidos mi pihem, it doesn't matter if you write your Eidos. What then is the halacha mi pihem loy mi piksavim? It's lamute ile. Someone that cannot talk, he physically cannot get up in Bezdin and say Eidos. He's an enoi roi lebila. He cannot say Eidos mi pihem. Al zen nemar mi pihem loy mi piksavim. Amazing. We're taking this halacha in Masechtas Menachim, and we're applying Rabbeinu Thomas to answer the great sakash of how you understand shtar. Every shtar has edus. The edus are in the ksav of the shtar. I mi pm, v'lo mi piksavam. Because the din mi pm just means you have to be ra'oi to say edus mi pm. But once you're ra'oi, kalaroi labila, and bila my kevis place. So how do you know exactly when to shtal su this halacha? Either way, vaita oisha pitam pitam aruba is ksheiro. So the third thing that the Mishnah said was, la yatzak, la bila, v'lo potas. If you didn't cut up the mincha that needs to be cut up, it's also kasha. Then the Mishnah says, or if you cut up pita merubais, it's going to be kasha. What's the Gemara's kasha? Hashle potas kal kasha. You tell me, if you didn't cut it at all, it's going to be kasha. Pita merubais mi paya. So you have a meaning that if you cut it up and you made big pieces, it shouldn't be kasha. So the Gemara says, my pita merubais sheriba beptitim. Pita merubais means that you cut it up too much. That's also a chiddush. Not big pieces, the echos, but rather many pieces, bekamos, not qualitatively, but quantitatively. There would have been a havamina that it's actually worse to chop it up. You diced it. Maybe that's worse than, incidentally, this is all based on the fact that the Gemaras at the end of the Masechta discuss in very precise detail. These are the more technical sugyas in Masechtas Menachos, right? The end of Menachos has reputation to be more technical. These are some of the technical sugyas. It's because the Gemara discusses exactly how it had to be chopped, how it had to be cut up. Either way, that's what it means when we say pita merubay shiriba b'ptiv. Iba yisei melo'ilam pita merubay smamish. Ma'odatayim, I would have thought, hasamu de'ikater is chalas aleyem. Maybe if you didn't cut it at all, it's okay. Because at the end of the day, it's a chala, right? You have your lecha mishnah, your full chala. Maybe over here it's worse to cut it, even in big pieces, is maybe worse than not cutting it at all. Kamash Malon, that's the chid. It doesn't matter if you didn't cut it. If you did cut it, it's too small. It's right. You diced it, or you have pitim gedolim. Either way, the halach is it's always going to be cautious. Zok the Gemara, Levi Masis and Leik Reb Shimon. The Mishnah, which part of the Mishnah? The Mishnah that said lo yotzak, which we just explained means lo yotzak kain elazar. That azar is allowed to do yitzika. Lechura is the Leik Reb Shimon. This is a very important Reb Shimon, which lends itself to a lot of raid that Bezrat Hashem will get into tomorrow. So it says the Gemara, Leim Masis like Reb Shimon, the time we went to the Brizer, Reb Shimon Noimer, Kol Koyin, She'ina Moida Ba'avoida, In Lai Chelik Bekuna. Any Koyin that's not Moida Ba'avoida, he doesn't believe in the Avoida, In Lai Chelik Bekuna. Shenemar, Hamakriv Es Dam Ashlamim, Ve'es HaChelef, Mi Bnei Aharon, Loi Tia Shei Kayomim, Lamona. The Pasuk says that the Koyin got certain parts of the carpet. But which kohen got it? Hamakriv es dam ashlamim.
And it doesn't just mean a kohen that does the avodah, but it means, according to Reb Shimon, a kohen that believes in the avodah. Moide ba avodah yesh loy chelik b'kohuna. Then he gets matnes kohuna. She'enoi boide avodah, ein loy chelik b'kohuna. Says the Gemara, ein li ela zu bilvad. That pasuk is talking about a specific avodah. Hamakriv ez dam hashlomim ve'es hachelif. Minai l'rabbis tesvav avodahs. How do you know all 15 avodahs? Such as hayetzikos v'abolilos v'aptitos v'amalichos v'atnufos v'ahagoshos v'akmitzos v'haktor.
How do you know all those other avodas? Incidentally, if you take a look at Tosfos, Tosfos says ton of a shayer. I have another list.
But the bottom line is that you have a whole list over here. How do you know if a koyin was not moiden, not just in the hamakriv es dam, but he's not moiden all those other avodas either? How do you know? Ein lechelik talmud loymar mi bnei aharon. It says mi bnei aharon avodam sruul bnei aharon. Any avoda that's sruul bnei aharon kol koyin shein moiden ba ein lechelik begehuda. What's the kasher asher nogei in yoneinu? What we need is one of the avodas Rabbi Shimon mentioned was yitzika. If yitzika is an avoda, that means it's only that, right? It doesn't say shchita because shchita is ksher bizar. So it, but it says yitzika vaystois. Yitzikas psula bazar. The Mishnah said layotzak, and layotzak means layotzak kain alazar. That means azar is allowed to do yitzika. Says the Gemara, lema masnisin the loik Rav Shimon. Am Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said loik hasha kan b'minchas koyanim, kan b'minchas yisro. Could be Rav Shimon was talking about one type of yitzika, and the Chacham were talking about a different yitzika. Minchas Yisrael, the bas kmitza, minchas Yisrael that had kmitza, mikmitza ve'elach mitzvahs kohuna. Right, the drasha is from kmitza on. You had to do. You needed a koyan. So the regular mincha that had kmitza, it's mikmitza ve'elach mitzvahs kohuna. This logic is a little counterintuitive. Vir lime dal yitzikub li l'shkesher b'zar. So here you can have the halacha that anything that precedes the kmitza, such as the yitzitz and the balila, what we need now is the yitzika, is going to be kosher b'zar. Minchas koyan in the lav bas kmitza mi kara b'aykuna. But minchas koyan which didn't have the avodas kmitza, not every mincha had kmitza. So minchas koyan that actually didn't have kmitza, so being that it didn't have kmitza, so you don't have the mikmitza ve'elach. So over there, the Yitzika is going to also need a Kayin. So it's true. The Mishnah says, Lo Yatza Kayin Elazar is Kasha, meaning Yitzika Lav Avodah. Reb Shimon, when he lists his Tesvav Avodahs, mentioned Yitzika and others, Yitzika is Avodah. But like Kasha, the Mishnah is talking about an ordinary Mincha that has Kmitza, Al Zeh Nemar Mikmitza Ve'elach, whereas Reb Shimon was talking about the Minchas Koyanim, which did not have kmitza. You don't have mi kmitza ve'elach. So even what preceded the kmitza is going to need a koyan. Amalei Rava Mechti. Minchas koyanim heches atzirabi liyisika minchas Yisrael. How do you know there's a din yitzika by minchas koyanim? You know it from minchas Yisrael. If that's the case, ma hasam ksheir bazar, avachanami ksheir bazar. Apparently, the whole makar that there's a din yitzika by the minchas koyanim is gufa learned out from an ordinary mincha. So if an ordinary mincha is ksheir bazar, because you have the halacha mi kmitza ve'elach, then how could minchas koyanim be different? Ikadami, some had a different version of this exchange. Amrav Nachman le kashra, Nachman answered the stira, meaning trying to reconcile and make Rav Shimon work with our Mishnah by saying kam benik mitzoyz, kam b'she'en nik mitzoyz. Very similar. One's talking about whether it was a mincha that had kmitza, the other is discussing a mincha that didn't have kmitza. Rashi says what the second Lishna is adding on the first Lishna. But it's the same teretz. With this kmitza, it's mi kmitza ve'elach, so that the yitzika doesn't have to be done with a koy. Where there's no kmitza, then everything has to be done with a koy. But amalei Rava, Rava asks the same kasha. Mech b'she'en nik kmatzis, meches rabbi liyitzika min kmatzis. How do you know the inik kmatzis and yitzika you know from the kmatzis? Ma hasim ksheir bazar afachanami ksheir bazar. Ella says the Gemara, machvarta masis and loik Rav Shimon. Seems to be one of the themes in the beginning of Masechtas Menachos. The first Mishnah we said was loik Rav Shimon. Shimon holds that there's no psul shalei lishma when it comes to menachos, but either way, ella machvarta masnisin the loik Rav Shimon. There's a lot of rate to speak out, and Netz Hashem will save that for tomorrow.